I just finished playing with my other boys, the boys who chose to play first. How do you think they fared? Do you think they chose wisely? No time for games for you, boys. Just melt. Melt for me. Oh, and start stroking your cock. Fast. Hard. I want you on the edge quickly. Oh, good boy. Oh, I wonder, what is Miss Wendy thinking? I'll tell you this. I didn't play with those other boys for long. Why do you think that is? Maybe I want to deny them quickly so I could come over to you and tease you. Maybe I wanted to bring them to orgasm quick so I could come over and mercilessly play with you. Keep stroking fast. Squeeze the tip of your cock on each upstroke for me. You're stroking so fast. What do you think it means? That there is no way I'd have you stroke this fast if I'm trying to tease you for a long time, right? Instead of easing you into it like I normally do. That wouldn't be nice. You'd probably end up accidentally coming, forcing you to ruin your orgasm. No, that wouldn't happen, would it? You wouldn't come without my permission. You are my good boy, after all, right? Good boy. Bringing you to the edge that fast and teasing while you were on edge. Would I be that cruel? Is it even cruel? Because I know you would love it. Or is it that maybe you are stroking so fast because I want you to come? Maybe I want you to come and I don't want to play any games with you today. I just want to give you a chance to obey. All that teasing, that is for the other boys, isn't it? You can't know. Are you confident in your choice, boys? Scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you? I really want to know. It's a good number. Has anything I have said since you pressed play changed your confidence level? Oh. For those of you who are confident, you know how much I like to tease, how much I like to make you earn it. Ask yourself, do you think after I spent such a short time with the other boys that they were teased long enough to earn it? Does that boost your confidence level in your choice? Oh, interesting. For those of you who weren't so confident, you know how much I like to play games, don't you? Imagine the boys who chose the other option. Playing with them for such a short time. Or did I spend a lot of time teasing them and making them earn it? You really don't know. I could just be playing with you. And you know how much I love to do that. Am I making you even less confident in your choice? Maybe. Well, will I let you come? Even I don't know. You are on edge, right? I have been making you itch for a while. Tell you what, I'm going to count. And if I get to zero, you may come. Ready? Right to the edge. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh no, that's not fair. You counted higher than the number you started on. You bet I did. You better stay on the edge for me. You wouldn't want me to get to zero when you are not ready, would you? Let's try again. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 10. There we go. Back when we started. What? No, I'm not stalling in an effort to toy with you. I would never. Oh, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, no. There I go counting up again. What is happening? Okay, for real this time. 10, 9, stroke, 8, fast, 7, edge, 6, fuck, 5, oh, 5, ah, 5, oh. Is Miss Wendy ever going to count below 5, 5, 5, 6? Just kidding. 5, 4 and a half, 4 and a quarter, 4 and a fifth. Oh, you must be squirming. I hope you are squirming, straining, desperate to hold it in. 4. Do you think you chose the right audio, my good boy? Do you, my lost boy? 3. Do you think you're going to come? Do you even want to come? 2, 2, 1. Hands off. Stop stroking. No coming for you today. That was fun. Sorry, not sorry. Oh, are you pouting? Maybe tomorrow. Whatever you do, don't spoil it for the other boys by saying what your decision was and that you didn't get to come. And you are especially not allowed to listen to the other audio. You made your decision already. You promise you won't? Good boy. See you tomorrow.